Now, though, throughout this week, we have continued year number two of our Vision is Elementary program here at WRVA, where we team up with Conexus Vision to raise money so that Conexus can go into the schools all around Central Virginia. I mean, lots of different school systems, very different counties and cities and rural areas, and lots of different types of people, and make sure that the kids get eye screening. And then if we find out that they don't have great eyesight, help provide them with glasses. I mean, for conservatives like me, you know, we talk a big game about looking after the kids and being concerned about kids. This is an opportunity for us to put our money where our mouth is. And Tim Gresham is the head of Conexus Vision. He joins us this morning. And Tim, while we talk, I'm going to WRVA.com right now to make my $100 donation. So I'm excited. I jumped in and gave a donation last year, and I'm going to do it again this year because I really do think you all do a great job of helping the kids all across Central Virginia. So you fill me in on what the plan is going forward here, even in the pandemic era, how you're going to use this money to help kids.
Yeah. Well, John, thanks for having me on today. Yeah. We really appreciate you and WRVA for what you do for the community. And just on a side note, you're right. I mean, conservatives really got on the bandwagon with what we do before anybody else did, because after we were providing vision screenings in, I guess, about 34 school divisions across Virginia and identifying a lot of kids that are not seeing well, nobody wants to spend all the money on education that we spend every year if you have a child sitting in a classroom, unable to see the board or their workbook, and falling behind and failing just because they have poor vision or need a pair of glasses. So,
right.
So you're right. It is something that appeals to conservatives and to liberals and everybody else. But we are, you know, reaching kids in need, and we're reaching them at a critical time in their life. You can imagine a kindergartner or a third grader sitting in class, unable to see the board clearly, and how quickly they could fall behind. So we do. We go in and we identify those children, and then in certain areas in Richmond and Chesterfield and even down to Petersburg, we bring our mobile vision clinic in and bring an eye doctor, and we provide eye exams right there at the school, and then we order their glasses and then come back and deliver those classes. And you're right, it's a little bit of a challenge right now with the coronavirus. A lot of students are at home, virtual learning, but we have been fortunate that there are a lot of school divisions outside of the Richmond area where students are back in school, either in hybrid or full-time. So a lot of these are smaller school divisions, but we are out there screening these kids. Even as we speak, we're in Warren County today, screening kids. They're back in school. And so we're identifying these school divisions that are back, and we're reaching out to them. A lot of them are ones that we've never served before. So it's given us an opportunity to, serve students that we've never served before, and really changing their life by identifying vision problems and then helping them get their vision corrected so they can see clearly, many of them for the first time in their life.
Yeah, we've heard so many great stories this week from opticians who, you know, this is their livelihood, and they donate some of their time to come work with you all to work with the kids directly, and from some of the parents who have told us stories about how their kid, you know, they just didn't understand why are you not doing well in school? You need to focus, you need to concentrate, you need to really double down and concentrate on your studies. And then they feel terrible when you all show up and they realize, oh my God, my kid wasn't even able to do the things that I was admonishing them to do because they couldn't see the board. And you saved that child from a really awful situation, certainly academically, but at home, where they're letting down their parent, and the parent didn't even know that they were incapable of competing with their peers. I mean, really, right. Some dramatic turnaround stories that we've heard this week, and I'm, you know, so thankful for the efforts that you've made. All right, well, looks like my credit card's still active, so the $100 just went through, so you can go check the bag there. And, you know, before I let you go, Tim, let me ask you, because I do make a big deal out of this. I worked for some charities. I was a communications director at a big charity in New York for a while, and I've had a few charities as clients when I was doing public relations consulting. And I always ask people about how they manage this money. So the $100 that I just gave you through WRVA.com for the Vision is Elementary program, how will that money be spent? How am I sure that that money is going to go for the kids and not, you know, I like you and I know you're a responsible guy, but not a Las Vegas trip for you.
Right, you know? Exactly. Yeah, we're audited every year. You know, we're 501c3 with the board of directors, and on average, every year, it's between 85 and 90% of every dollar that comes into Kinexus goes straight into our program service delivery.
Directly to those kids, okay.
Yeah, and that's a very high percentage, you know, when you look at charities, look at the national standards. I think the goal is usually to be 75% or higher, and we're 85 to 90%. So,
oh, that's great. That is what I wanted to hear. I figured you were a good steward of that money, and the stories we've heard this week sure confirms it. Tim Gresham is the CEO of Kinexus Vision, and our Vision is Elementary program will be on our website through the weekend. So I hope if you're so moved, if you've heard some of these stories this week here on my program, and of course Jeff has been a great partner in this on his program in the afternoon, if you've heard some of these stories and you know, it's a tough time for a lot of people, so I know that, but if you've got $25, $50, $100, even more that you would be willing to give to this program, I think you'll find that it's going to help a lot of kids right now, and it'll help our culture and society in the long run. It's a pretty good investment to make. Tim, thanks for being with us. Really appreciate it.
John, thank you, sir. Appreciate everything y'all are doing for us.